If you have your Bible, turn with us tonight to Luke chapter 14. Luke chapter 14. We do appreciate the Lord. Appreciate what He is doing. While you're turning, we just want to kind of recap of where we've been and where we want to go. We've been talking about what Jesus is worth. Amen. What's He worth to you? Amen. The sign out here, I told him we changed it a few weeks ago, that Jesus paid it all. Amen. What's that worth to you? Amen. He done it all, done all He had to do, amen, for us to have salvation, have assurance, peace, hope, happiness, everything that we need in this life to get us through and into the other life, praise God, shouting the praises. But what's that worth to us? Amen. Is it worth anything? I say it's worth a whole lot. Amen. It's worth a whole lot. Amen. But we looked at last week at this, and we'll get back into it a little bit more tonight, if God will bear help. If you have your place in Luke chapter 14, I want to begin reading tonight at verse 25, if God will be our help. You pray for us, and we'll just try to mind the Lord. And the Bible says, "And there went great multitudes with Him, and He turned and said unto them, If any man come to Me, and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, in his own life also, he cannot be My disciple. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after Me cannot be My disciple." Now last week we looked at this, what Jesus is worth, and we looked at that a devotion that we have to Him. Amen? And we need to have a devotion to Him, and we need to be followers of Christ. If we're not following Christ, then we're not doing what Christ wants us to do. Amen? We're supposed to be followers of Christ. It's not, I said last week, it's not about a profession or something that we do. Amen? But it's about the One that we're following. The One that we're professing about. Amen? The One that we're coming to, the One that we're trying to get help from is the most important part. And as we come tonight and we see this, you might say tonight it's a radical devotion that we need to have. I was thinking on this week as I see these folks, or these ISIS and these Hamas and all these others, and they're out there and they're killing people for what they believe. They're radicals, amen, but they're radicals for what they believe. But I want to say, no, we need to be radical about our love for Jesus Christ. We ought to be radical about following Christ, amen. Not just nonchalant in our walk, but I'm talking about radical and following and to the point, and praise God, nothing else can interfere. Amen. I wonder what happened if we got that way, where we were just radical about following Jesus. He was the most important part. Amen. Boy, what a blessing it would be. But we try to see these things, and Jesus begins to speak in His own words here. This writing I read to you is in red. Amen. That means Jesus said it. But we'll take some times, and what we got to do tonight, we got to realize, even though we got a radical devotion, amen, we got to, in order to get there, amen, to determine our devotion to Him, amen, we got to make a decision for Him. We got to decide to follow Christ. Amen. It takes a head knowledge becoming a heart knowledge, praise God, to be a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's got to come from here to here in order to make a difference. There's a lot of people say, well, you know, I love the Lord, I've done this, I've done that, but it's all in their head. You say, how do you know it? Because there's nothing coming out of their heart. Amen. You say, well, what does that mean? It means their fruit's rotten. Amen. There's a lot of people in the world today, praise God, and said, I'm following Jesus, I'm doing right, but their fruit's rotten. Amen. The Bible said, they say, well, preacher, don't you judge me. I'm not judging you, I'm just looking at your fruit. He told us to be fruit inspectors. Amen. Amen. He said we have a right to be fruit inspectors. Hey, I want you to look at me, praise God. You see something, it ain't right according to the book. You show me, praise God, and me and God will get along. We'll get it right. Amen. Amen. Praise God, I don't want to stay where I'm not in the will of God. Amen. I want to be, hey, what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying I want to be a follower of Christ. Amen. Amen. But we're living in a day in a world, you know what we try to do? We got to take the very words of Christ. Amen. Now stay with me. We try to take the very words of Christ and we try to rationalize it. Amen. We try to take the words of Christ right out of the book and we try to rationalize it. And we'll say to ourselves, well, you know, Jesus wouldn't ask us to do that. Jesus wouldn't ask us to forsake our family and our homes and our lives and all this other stuff. He wouldn't ask us, Brother Bill, to take our money and take the things that we have and sell it and give it to the poor. Jesus wouldn't ask us to do that. See, we try to rationalize the Lord. But see, the problem is God is in control of it all. He owns it all anyway. And praise God, if He lays on your heart to get rid of it, praise God, He's probably got something better for you. Amen? But we'll try to rationalize it. And here's where we need to stop for just a minute, and we need to pause. You say, you know what? If we ain't very careful, we go contrary to the Word of God. Amen? We go contrary to what Jesus Himself has laid out. To contrary to what He has said. Amen? And we can't do that. We've got to stay in the spectrum of what Christ was teaching us. You say, well, what does that accomplish? That makes us followers of Christ. But if we try to rationalize that and say, well, you know, He didn't really mean... How do you know? If He said it, praise God, I don't believe He said it if He didn't mean it. Amen? If He said it, He meant it. He said, well, preacher, you believe you take what Jesus said literally? Yeah. When He says literal things, amen, you can't spiritualize something like that. But we try to rationalize it, and that's where we mess up. Amen? What we begin to do, we begin to redefine Christianity. According to our own preferences. Amen? According to what we prefer. Well, I want what I would rather... I see what He's saying, but this is the way I'd rather do it. Are you with me? I hear what Jesus... I know what the book says, but... You know what? I was thinking about that this morning out there in the study. You know what buts? Goats. Amen? Yeah, that's what but. Goats but. But you know what sheep do? They follow. Sheep do not try to rationalize. They do not try to figure it out. Sheep don't even... Hey, you look at when Jesus talked to them. He said they don't even think for themselves. Amen? Without the shepherd, praise God, they're in trouble. A sheep will get to picking along, Brother Rex, and they'll be picking out through some ridge top, and if they ain't got a shepherd to watch them, they'll pick their way right off the bluff. Amen? Well, what are you saying? I'm saying we're supposed to be like sheep. Amen? We're not supposed to rationalize. We're not supposed to try to pick this thing apart, praise God. We're just supposed to follow it the way Jesus says. Amen? I don't know why that's so hard. It makes it more simple. See, we don't have to figure it out. Amen? It's already written out for us. We've got a plan book, praise God. Amen? The Lord's already laid out here, but if we ain't very careful, we try to redefine our Christianity. Amen? According to our preference, our own preferences, not what God prefers. God would prefer us just to listen to Him. He said, in one place, He said, obedience is better than what? Sacrifice. Just obey the Lord. But we won't do that. And we make it hard on ourselves. When it'd be a whole lot easier, praise God, Brother, just to follow Jesus. Amen? That's what we're talking about. Just following the Lord. Walking in the footsteps of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? But here's what we do. If we ain't very careful, we take the Jesus of this Bible, and we twist it around into a version of Jesus that we want Him to be. Amen? You still with me? We do it if we ain't very careful. We mold Him into a more comfortable Jesus. We make Him more conformable to what we need Him to be. Amen? Praise the Lord, brother. Come help me preach. But if we ain't very careful, we'll try to do that. We'll try to take Jesus and twist Him around and get Him to and make Him to where He conforms with what we think. He will get Him to conform with our preferences. Amen? Amen. We'll try to get us a version of Jesus. Amen? Try to get us a version of Jesus. You hear me? Amen? I got to thinking on that. You know what a version is? It's two different definitions to version. There's a version, the first definition is a version like we have in our blessed old King James Bible, which literally means translation. It means taking it out of one language and putting it into another one. Amen?
Yes, sir.
Amen? That's one definition of version. But we see, well, even in these other books that we have, that they call Bibles, they're not Bibles, they're books. They're versions of the Word of God. They're what they do. They're what man says, God says. Amen? Amen. I'm straight up tonight. They're versions of what man says. Well, you know what they're doing? They're taking it, instead of saying it's a translation, they're changing it, meaning what it means, instead of a translation, a changing direction. Amen. That's what they are. They're a change of direction. Amen. And we've seen it all around us, trying to come in, infiltrate us, and destroy what we believe. Amen. They're trying to destroy the very foundation of Christianity. When they take a whole verse out of Colossians and saying, hey, it don't matter about the blood. Amen. God help. Without the blood, there is no redemption. Amen. Wonder why they won't take it. I wonder who wants to take it out? The devil, amen. He'd like to be shed of the blood, because without it, there is no redemption for souls of men. Amen. So we see if we ain't very careful what we can do. See how we can turn this thing around and change it and bring it from another direction. God help us. We got to be vigilant. Because our adversaries are roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he can devour. And if he can come in and put his fangs in you, put his claws in you, praise God, he can tear you to pieces. And I will say, we're no match for the devil. Amen. He's a strong adversary. But praise God, he's still Lord Jesus Christ. He's still real. But if we ain't very careful tonight, we won't change Jesus, twist him around into another version, a more conformable version. That's what the world wants. They don't want to conform to him. They want to conform him to them. Amen? That is right. I'm telling you the truth. And it's happening all around. These little old churches all around us that's conforming tonight. Amen? Turning from an old-timey way, from seeking out the old path, praise God, which is good, and walking in it, praise God. Amen. Hey, you may call me an old fogey, you may call me an old slobbering Bible thumper, but praise be to God, I love my Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to follow him, praise God, if it hair lips the devil. Amen. I'm going to stay with Jesus, praise God, and as long as I'm here, glory to God, if he'll help me, I'll lead you, praise God, to go that way too. I'll tell you what, fellas, I ever quit doing that, you tell me to hit the road. Because it's time. Amen. I ever start compromising with the devil. Amen. Time for me to hit the road. I'll throw myself out. Amen. That's how much I hate the devil. Amen. Amen. I love my Jesus. I'm going to try my best to follow Jesus. Till I get to the house. Hey man, if we ain't very careful, what we do, we try to paint it. We try to paint into a our box, a nice middle-class American Jesus. I mean, he fits so nice. He don't ruffle nobody's fur. Don't rub nobody the wrong way. Don't have to pice out no band-aids. Amen. Don't ever bother nobody. Praise God, you can sit there and pop your blow gum and smile and have a good time and everything's okay. Well, I don't want no preaching like that. Praise God, I want somebody to say, bless God, the Lord loves you and he died for you. Praise God, what are you going to do for him? Amen. What's he worth to you tonight? Is he worth standing up, praise God, heard a good cause of cry and said, Lord God Almighty, or whatever takes place, I'm with you. Amen. Lord, I'm going to follow you all the way to the end of the way. Praise be to God. No place to quit. Amen. But we got in the play today. We paint our picture of him. We put him out there. And boy, he's just at that perfect little nice middle-class American Jesus that the whole world just longs for, and well, they just slobber over. Amen. So what we say then is that Jesus don't mind, if we look for material security. You know, you may get mad at him right here. I'm talking about the Joe Osteen crowd. Amen. All warm and fluffy. You know, Jesus, God loves you. Jesus loves you. He would never hurt you. He's only going to bless you and lift you up and give you thanks and don't expect nothing out of you. Hey, I don't know about you, but according to my Bible, my blessed old King James Bible, Jesus is not a flopper, praise God. Amen. He's not there just to fluff you up, make you look pretty, praise God. He's there, praise God, to tell you where you mess up. He said, if you want to follow me, praise God, you've got to forsake everything. Everything has become less important than me.
Amen.
I don't know about you, I think he deserves that. Amen. Hey, praise God, he went all the way to Calvary for me. Took them lashes, a cat of nine tails, brother Dean, for me. Hey, praise God, I think he deserves my faithfulness. I think he deserves my devotion. I think he deserves my decision for Christ. Amen. I'm glad I chose him, praise God, when he picked me. Amen. Glory be to God. He chose me at night. He said, son, you don't have to die and go to hell. I've made a way. I said, well, I slid out of there, praise God. Amen. I ain't always been perfect. Won't be till I get out of here. But praise be to God, I'm serving one that is. Amen. Praise God. Now, we've got an idea that, you know, it's okay. We can live in a material world and our security can be in things. You know, we'll say, well, you know, we teach our children. You know, and we all do it. We say, now, you little Lexus, you just go to school and get you a good education. And then you go to college and you get you a really good job. And then you build up in that job and you make lots of money and you have you a home and a family. And oh, it's so good. And that's important stuff, the most important stuff. We're lying to them. Amen. We're telling our children lies from the beginning. We need to be saying, you know what, Jeffrey, if you want to be something, you make the Lord Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. You seek in your heart from a little bitty feller to follow him. And praise God, he'll put you on a path and he'll walk you in that path. He'll guide you in that path. He'll protect you in that path and he'll lead you, praise, into righteousness, into the kingdom of God. And he'll put you where... He'll put you where he needs you to be on the journey. Amen. Why do we want to lie to our children? We do. Amen, we do. My oldest brother, take my glass off. You can stick your tongue out me now, I can't see. My oldest brother told me one time, he said, you're messing up. I said, I am. He said, yeah. I said, you need to push your children to go to college. They need a college education, something to stand on, be rooted on, something to fall back on. My kids didn't want to go to college. Samantha, from a wee little girl, she said, Daddy, I'm going to do something in pharmacy. She said, I'm going to do something with medicine. I'm going to make a difference. I'm going to touch people's lives in a way. Guess what? She's a certified pharmacy tech. Been there ever since she was in high school. Amen. God's blessed her. I mean, she's been people come through, little old men, little old ladies come in there, praise God, and to get their medicine. And I mean, she's sharp in that medicine stuff. And she get there up, she said, wait a minute. She said, she'd go back out to the pharmacist, wait a minute, I just happened to notice this. I don't think this goes with this. And the pharmacist says, oh, you know what, you're right, I didn't catch that. They can't take that with this. It could harm them. Amen. I'm saying, if we just listen, Lord, if we just follow the Lord, praise God, and give His direction, it ain't about what we want to do. Amen. Poor George, bless his heart, he never want to do nothing but drive a truck. Got it from his papa, I reckon. It's all he ever done, drive a truck. Would bleed diesel fuel, I guess, if you cut him. Amen. Out there on that road, I talked to him today. Talked to him today. He said, Daddy, he said, I went ahead and got for $10 a month, I could get the XM hooked up on my truck. I said, well, son, I guess that's all right. He said, yes, I play that. He said, they've got a station on there. It's called the Truckers Revival Hour or something. He said, son, he said, Daddy, they got some good preaching and singing on there. He said, it bless your heart. I said, amen, son, praise the Lord. That's good. I said, just take that, praise God, record that in your mind and rehearse it in them truck stops. Amen, for the glory of God. Amen. See what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. He's also got a channel 87 or something, he said. He said, Daddy, it's them old shows. Like I like. On my, like that, what's that station? My TV. You know, got Andy Griffin and Gunsmoke. He said, all that stuff. He said, it's got them on there. He said, I said, son? He said, yeah, but Daddy. He said, I get there in the middle of the night, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. He said, I'm driving, you know, and you get tired, sleepy. You know, man's supposed to sleep at night. We're designed for that. But he said, I get pushing that old truck. He said, I turned that over there to Gunsmoke, old Matt Dillon, and said, they're reading them lines off. He said, I get so caught up in them stories, praise God. He said, next thing I know, miles and miles have passed. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, it just helps me along the way. You say, what are you saying, Pastor? I said, sometimes we want things for our children that maybe God don't want for them. Amen. But we know that He wants them to get a close relationship with Him. Amen. I just keep pointing them back to Jesus. I just keep pointing them to the Lord. I say, follow the Lord, son. Follow the Lord, Sam. Just follow God. Amen. Makes a difference. Amen. Praise God. They don't mind us having material security. But He does. We're supposed to have our security in Him. Amen. Amen. Their security should be in the Lord Jesus Christ. But you say, you know, he'll say, well, you know what? He had never asked us to forsake our loved ones and go somewhere else, do something else. Really? You tell that to the McGahees. Amen. You tell that to the Brother Stephen down there in Florida that's got that girls' academy down there trying to do a little work for the Lord. Amen. You tell these other missionaries, praise God, that sold out, praise God, and went to Alaska and Canada, all over the world, praise God, for the good cause of Christ. Amen. Might have to sell out, praise God. Amen. You might have to sell out your soul, glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. So He can become the Lord of your life. If you want to follow Jesus, a decision. Amen. Praise God. In the world today, we say, well, you know what? It's fine with the Lord if we have a shared devotion. Oh, me. Here we go. You mean I can't put all this stuff that's in my life first? You can't even put it anywhere near Him. Jesus don't want a shared devotion. Amen? Jesus wants your devotion wholeheartedly. He wants you to be devoted to Him, praise God, and then He can bless you with the other things. We're trying to get it in the we're trying to put the horse before the cart. Amen. But when we have a devotion, God, Bible says God is a jealous God. Amen. And when we get stuff in our life that's more important than the Lord Jesus Christ, then we can't follow Him. What are we going to be following? The stuff. I remember the story of where Samuel, when King Saul, he was going to anoint him king. And he was a great man. He said head and shoulders above all the rest. Big old tall fella, giant of a fella. And they got ready, old Samuel got out there and he got to looking for him. He said, where's the king? Come to anoint him, amen. Come to present him to the people. Where's he at? He said, somebody come up, old Samuel. Said, I seen him over there, climbed in the trailer, in the wagon with the stuff. Amen. So I'm going to anoint him over everything. But he's hiding out in the stuff. I'm just going to stay in. You've already felt secure. If we ain't very careful, we'll feel secure with our stuff. Amen? Because when we step out of our comfort zone and we start to follow Jesus Christ, praise God, we have to do some things. Amen? We have to get out of our comfort zone. We have to start stepping away from some of the stuff in our life. We have to start going in a different direction. Sometimes we just have to do a little repenting. Amen. It's getting rid of some stuff. It means come and ask God to forgive and turning from it, never go back. I'd say we probably, a whole lot of us in our relationships need to do that. Amen. We need to repent of the way we've been doing, praise God, and go in a different direction. If we're going to follow Christ, You know he ain't pleased with it. Amen. Amen. Are you getting quiet on me now? Amen. That's right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can't have a shared devotion. Amen. But you say, well, after all, you know, it's okay because the Lord loves everybody just the way they are. Hogwash. Amen. He'll take you just the way you are. But amen. He expects you to be conformed into the likeness of Himself. He said, be ye holy, for I'm holy. And He wouldn't ask you to do something that you couldn't do. Amen. Conforming us, praise God. Amen. So what are we doing then? So what are me and you doing? If we do this with our Lord Jesus Christ, instead of following, we're doing these things. What are we doing? What we're doing is we're molding Jesus into our image. The image that we want Him to portray, the image that we want Him to be. And if we ain't very careful, Brother X, you know what we'll do? We'll try to make Him look like us. Amen? Am I not telling it right? If we ain't very careful, we'll try to conform Him into who we are. But now, wait a minute. If we do that, Brother Bill, and I get out of my car out there on Sunday morning, I unlock these doors, and I come in here, and I'm singing praises, and I'm a worshiping. Who am I worshiping? Huh? If we do that, then who are we worshiping? Ourselves. Well, I'm a good person. I'm so good. Well, I got Jesus in my heart. Everything's fine. I'm smiling. I'm here. Amen? Oh, me. But if we ain't very careful, we're conforming Jesus into who we are instead of us being conformed into who He is. I'm preaching tonight. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Hey, that's what we do if we ain't careful. We're conforming Him and we're literally worshiping ourselves when we come in the house of God. Amen. Because we're conforming our Savior into what we think He should be. Amen. He's not all that. Amen. He's way above all that. Bless His holy name. He's something. He's worthy of a decision tonight. He's worthy of a devotion tonight. Amen? Because He's worthy of all our praise, praise God. Why? Because Jesus is worthy. He's worthy of that radical devotion. He's worthy of a radical decision for Him, setting everything else aside. Because, why? Why is He worthy of all that? Because of who He is. He supersedes it all. I've got a little paper that I keep in my study. And sometimes when I get discouraged, I get dissuaded, I pull it out and I just read it to myself. Amen. It's about who He is. Amen. I sat down one day and went through my Bible and I began to write who Jesus is. When the devil comes at me and he come at you from different directions. But I want to say who Jesus is, praise God, it covers them all. Let me just read you, I started at the beginning. He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the final, amen. Amen? That's who He is. Praise the Lord. Nobody supersedes Him in the whole universe. He is the bread of life, Christ our Creator, our Deliverer, our everlasting Father. And I put in a little, He is God. Amen? Amen. He is God. He is the Good Shepherd, the Great High Priest, the Holy One, the image of the invisible God. He's the one we see, praise God. Amen. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, majestic, mighty, no one like Him, the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and truth. He is the power of God, the resurrection and the life, the supreme sacrifice, the way, the truth, the life, the very Word of God made flesh. Amen. Amen. Not only mention a wonderful counselor, not mighty God, Amen. All those other places. That ain't even a drop in a bucket. Why should we have a devotion and a decision for Him? Because He's God. Amen. He said, follow me. Let me show you something. I'm done. Look at your text. He said, if any man come to me, and that means, you know what that means? That means if you're going to follow me. If you're going to come to me, if you're going to come follow me. He said, and hate not his father, his mother, his wife, his children, his brother, and sisters, yea, and his own life. You get that? And even his own life. What's he saying? He said, what, brother, we can't even put our own life before Christ. Amen? But the thing is, if we trust Him as our Lord and our Savior, if we're following Christ, He takes care of all that for us. Amen? But isn't it amazing how God got that all worked out? Just by coincidence, Brother Rexy. No. God, from the beginning, praise God, had it figured out what we would need. But we plunder along in this world and try to do it by ourselves. When God's right there to do it for us. If we'd just let Him. He wants to. But we just got to want to let Him. Amen? Praise the Lord. He goes on and he says, Now, this word hate here doesn't mean that we hate them like, you know, I hate your guts. I can't stand to be around you. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about we don't love them more than we love Christ. That we love Christ more. Praise God. We put Christ first, amen, and then they come next. Let me just tell you something. In your relationship, husbands and wives, if you don't put Christ first, amen, make Him, if you're not following Christ yourself, you can't have a relationship with your spouse. It won't work. It'll fail. Amen. These folks right here tonight have been married more than once. They could tell you. You know what? If you don't put Christ first, old devil will drive a wedge and he'll shove you apart. Amen. But if you put Christ first, amen, he'll form a bond. Because you got a bond with Him, praise God, and He can make that bond strong. Amen. But you got to put Him first. You got to be following Him. Got to be going. I mean, that means you got to be going in the right direction. Can't be leaning to the left. You should be leaning to the right. Remember what I told you about Ecclesiastes? Or about chapter 11? He said, the way a tree is leaning, when it falls, that's where it lies. Amen. We better be careful that we're not leaning away from Jesus. We need to be following after Him. I want to be, Brother Rex, when I go out here, I won't be found leaning way hard toward Jesus. Amen. Make sure I follow in the right direction. But notice 27, I'm done. He said, whosoever doth not bear his cross, and here it is again, and come after me. What's he saying? All these places, he said, come follow me. Amen. He said, just forget about yourself. He said, follow me first. I'll take care of all the rest. Amen. He said, you just got to follow. We got to be followers of Christ. Amen. We can't say that we're saved and we love Jesus if we're not followers of Christ. Amen. Amen. If you're going to be saved, we don't need to ask you, would you like to be saved? Would you like to be a follower of Christ? Amen. Would you like to commit yourself to Christ? Would you like to make a decision for Christ? Receive Him. Amen. So you can follow Him. Amen. We've got to become followers of Christ in these last days we live. And if we're not followers of Christ, then we're deceiving ourselves. And the truth's not in us. Amen. God said that in First John. Amen. We deceive ourselves. If we're not following Christ, if we're not followers of Christ, following after Him, then we deceive ourselves and the truth's not in us. Amen. But if we're following Him today, He said, and whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me. You know what he's saying? He said, it might be hard. He said, you'll probably have to put in some effort. Might take a little blood and sweat, maybe a few tears. Amen? But boy, if you've got that desire in your heart, it's worth it every day. Amen? But it's worth every step, praise God, to serve the Lord tonight. To follow after Him. The way He'd have us to go. But we got to step out and we got to follow. We got to be willing. Amen? But you know, to do that, we have to make that decision. And then we can have that devotion. Amen? And we can be followers of Christ. That's what He wants tonight. He wants us to make a decision to be devoted to following Him. Amen? That's what He was telling all the disciples. Amen. He said, if you want to follow me, if you want to be one of my disciples, he said, you got to follow me. Might end up, like we said last week, might end up homeless. Might end up penniless. Might end up forsaken by all. But he won't forsake you. Jesus will still be there with you. Amen. And he'll be helping you every step of the way, all the way to the end of the way. And it'll all be for his glory. So when you cross that finish line, praise God, you can look back and say, Jesus did it all. Amen. Jesus did it. I didn't have to do it. He did it for me. Bless his holy name.